30. And you know, I believe it's going to be our year of growth. It's going to be our year of anticipation and our year of just amazement at what God can do. You know, we as human beings have a tendency to limit God. You know, we put him in our realm of what we feel can be done. If you look at this church, we feel, golly, there's nothing. But then we limit God, and I'm saying that for my own personal self. You know, I've been a pastor now at this church 8 years, and by all means, I've seen some tremendous things. I've seen some struggling times, but through it all, we stayed. Through it all, we've hung out, we've stayed, and I keep telling God, I said, God, I don't know what you're going to do. I sure wish you'd do it a lot sooner, but whatever it is, the Lord, it's your will, not mine. So I'm just telling you that from a pastor's heart. In the midst of that, I was kind of studying and kind of going through things and putting some things together, and I thought, 2014. And I was reading a little bit, and I got in the book of Psalms, and I was reading some of the Psalms of, you know, of King David. And you got to understand, King David was after God's own heart. King David, he loved God. But was he perfect? He had lots of faults. But even with all of his faults, his heart was pure to God. Okay? Every mistake that he made, his heart was still pure to God. And he always was able to come to God and say, Lord, forgive me. I am so thankful we have a God that is a forgiving God. Amen? Because if we didn't have a forgiving God, none of us would be here. But because we have a forgiving God, because we have a God full of grace and love to his people, we're here just as David made it through. David wrote lots of books and lots of psalms, and I like the one that he wrote in Psalms 46. Now, I just want you to get there and kind of hang out there for a minute, hang out. Last night I sent you a message, and it was Psalms 37. And, you know, and this kind of flow, I was getting through all my different psalms and said, well, that was a good one too. So that's the one I sent to you. And then I kept reading, and I came to 46 and said, wow, that's a tremendous New Year's resolution. Right there. Right there. And it says, you know, I think it says, be still and rely on God. I think this is a good time with the new year coming to learn this simple principle in God. We have had seasons of battle with no victory. Why do we put our faith on our own strength and not on the power of God? Wow. Because as human beings, that's exactly, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. As human beings, we have a tendency to put our strength on the line. And we try to do it our way. We try to solve things our way. God becomes secondary. The power of God is so powerful, if we would rely on God, put our strength on God, he could see us through. We spin our wheels in all directions, fighting our way out of a wet paper bag. Meanwhile, we are being distracted, and the enemy is doing damage in our lives and in our homes. I see that in the Christian world today so prominent. I watched a movie the other night. It was, you know, I'm in love with a church girl. And I thought, well, that's a kind of an interesting, you know, title. So I watched this movie, and it really made me think of the way the church is today. The moral standards of the church has dropped to an all-time low. Now, it had a great message in the sense of salvation at the end, but getting you up to that point was horrible. Of seeing a church girl letting herself go and do the things that she allowed herself to do because of a man. You know, luckily she maintained her her standards, and he ended up coming to know the Lord, and at the very end, he ended up becoming a preacher. So it was a good ending. It was a point of getting up to that ending. It really made me think, and as I was preparing, made me even think more of the moral standards of the church of today and how we rely on ourselves, our own abilities, and not on God's abilities. So that's why I brought this scripture. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to read it to you. If you would stand, let's stand together. And it should be coming up on the screen. Should be. I don't know what. There we go. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swellings. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place in the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of Jacob is our refuge, Salah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made the desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Lord, help us. Help us, O God, understand this is you. That our strength does not come from our own being, but our strength comes from you. And God, when the world seems to be tormenting us and tearing us apart, we can have refuge in you, shelter in you, comfort in you. Help us, I pray. Receive what you have in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Two things I want to bring to your attention this morning, and that is that we need to learn to be still before God, and we need to learn to rely on God, not on self. There's so many Christians, including me, that have a tendency to rely on what our abilities are to get us through things. And in so many times we do. So many times I do. And when I've made a bundling mess of things, that's when I call upon the Lord. And I am so thankful when the Lord says, I wish you would have called on me a little earlier, but that's okay. I'll take care of it now. You know, we are called to be stilled. We are called to rely upon the Lord in all our things. 2014 is upon us. And I think the best resolution that you and I can... How many of you make New Year's resolutions? First of the year, I always say I'm going to lose weight. It lasts until the next meal. Okay? But we all make resolutions. I believe this is the best resolution that you can make that can stay with you all of the year of 2014, and I'll guarantee you, you will not be disappointed in this resolution. Be still and rely on the Lord. And when you can learn to do that, you will see the power of God doing things in your life, things in this church, things in this society, things in this community that are remarkable, unbelievable, because you have relied on the Lord and not your own strength. And that goes right on to the point of trying to find a building or trying to find a facility. I do understand that we have to work at looking at things, but we can look all we want. But when we finally put it to the point and say, God, it's you. It's you. We rely on you. Do what you want. If it means staying here for another year, fine, God. If it means going forward and finding a facility, fine, God. But you do it, not us. Because if we do it, we'll fail. I know. I can guarantee you. I've done it. I have made messes of things by doing it of myself instead of relying on God. So when it comes to depending on God no matter what, depending on God for this church, depending on God to find us a facility, depending on God, I'd much rather put my trust and my faith in Him than what my own. Because if I rely on myself, it's human error. And humans make errors. Rely on God is divine intervention. And guess what? With His intervention, it will be done correctly. But I like the very first part of this. And it says that we are to be still. Be still. Verse 1. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable to temptation, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Ooh. See, King David calls God a very present help in trouble. The Hebrew word for trouble is translated, literally means in a tight place. So what that is telling us, that He's a very present help in tight places. How many of you today have been in tight places? How many have been in where on every side, on every options, it's limited. And your freedom has been restricted. And your progress has been arrested. And you ain't got nowhere to go. Huh? That's what the Lord is saying there. That He's your very present help in tight places. Well, I know I've been in a few tight places before. And I know that I am so thankful that I have a God that knows when I'm on that tight. You know, a lot of times I'll say something. A lot of times you don't realize you're in a tight place until it's so tight you can't move. You know, I've been in such tight places where I feel choked. You know, and sometimes it's of myself. But sometimes it's of the devil. It's discernment to know which is which. Are you causing the tight place by the things that you are doing? Or is the devil causing the tight place by restraining you from doing what God wants you to do? It's still a tight place, right? You got to discern it, which one it is. And then you got to ask God. He's your very present help in those tight places. He's your very present help in those problems. I like what the Amplified says, is that His help is, He's your strength. He's your mighty and impenetrable to temptation. His strength will not bend to temptation. His strength is impenetrable. That means they can throw whatever fire darts they want. God will be able to knock them off. So what that's telling you and I, that He's your strength. We're not our own strength. Because if we're our own strength, we'll fail 100% of the time. But I have a God in heaven that when that fiery dart is thrown at you, He just stands in front of you. Throw it on. As long as you put your strength on God, He'll take care of you. Be still before God. That's what that scripture is telling you. Be still. Psalm specifies two such places that we are to be still before God. First of all, in uncontrollable circumstances. Verses 2 through 7 says, therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains be shaken in the midst of the seas, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and turmoil. Shalom. That means peace and pause and calmly think about it. That's what shalom means. Pause and think about it. Think about what's going on. Let's go on. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early at the dawn of the morning. The nations raged and the kingdoms tottered and were moved. And he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our fortress, and our high tower. Salah. Pause and calmly think about it. See, what it's saying here, in verse 2 to 7, it talks about destructions. It talks about natural disasters. In the year 2013, have we had natural disasters? I mean, come on, yes. One of the probably the biggest natural disasters that I know of, what took place over in the Philippines. Other than there was others too, we had hurricanes that took place. But a 200-mile-an-hour wind hit that little island and tore that island apart. Natural disasters. People like to blame God and talk and say that it's the wrath of God. I don't believe that. No iota. It's a natural disaster that takes place. In Psalms, David's talking about natural disasters come upon you. It's what you do with that natural disaster. You can blame God. Many people do. You can blame different things that come about. Many people do. But God says natural disasters will come, and it's how you handle it. It says, be calm, be still. Even in a natural disaster, be still and rely on the Lord. Be still. See, not only do I believe that we're talking about natural disasters involving storms, seas, and earthquakes, but I also believe it describes our spiritual disasters that we go through every day and we sometimes fail. Do you go through spiritual disasters sometimes? Things that happen. People get sick. Spiritual disasters. Things that take place in your life you have no control of. You either can grow in it or you can fail. It's how you handle it in God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Have you had a few storms in your life? A few storms this year. Because God is my help, I will not fear when the foundations of this world or the foundations of my life are shaken. Do you understand what King David was saying there? Do you think King David had a few disasters? Oh, yeah. Both spiritual and natural. He made mistakes. He had problems. There was disasters. He had people all around him trying to kill him. So there was disasters that he could have given in and he could have failed. And he probably did fail a few times. But I thank God he had enough wisdom and knowledge of God to know when you fail, you don't stay down. You pray. You ask God, God, forgive me. Help me, and then get back up and go again. Because if you fail and you just get all wallowing in your own little pity, you'll do nothing for God. Get out of your pity trip and get back with God. Ooh, oh my goodness, Pastor, you're getting kind of ornery there. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the way of life. I'm giving you my example. Hey, if none of you guys went through any of them, just Pastor did. David is telling all of us, when I face an army against which I have no ability to fight, I'm still not afraid. That's what he's telling you. When you go through obstacles that are uncontrollable, obstacles that you have no control of, and you feel like you have no ability to fight them, King David is telling you, don't have any fear, because God is with you. He said he would be. That's a promise he made to you. Did you know that? He promised no matter what you go through, he would be with you. So be still. Be still. David is telling us, no matter what we go through. Why? Because God is my refuge and my strength, and God fights for you. God fights for me. God is my refuge. Say it. God is my refuge. God is my strength, and he will fight for me. Come on. Tell your neighbor, he's fighting for me. Because he will. Here's a little example for you. It's an illustration of childlike faith. In 1947, missionaries Dick and Margaret Hillis settled with their four children by the Mule River in the Honan province of China. Nearby, a mission church swelled with nearly 1,000 Chinese every Sunday. It would have been a happy time, but for the impeding war between Chiang Kai-shek and the forces of Mao Tse-tung. One terrible night, the Hillis family found themselves caught in the crossfire. The bombing reached a crescendo. One night, as each shell dropped closer and closer to the Hillis home, the house next door exploded, killing all the inhabitants, and it appeared that the Hillis home would be next. The family huddled in the corner as another shell exploded, sending dirt, glass, and bricks through the windows and the walls. The house quaked. The children screamed, momentarily deafened. The family prepared for their death. But the shelling abruptly stopped, and the Hillises cautiously emerged from their corner. The room was filled with debris, but not one was hurt. By and by, as Dick tucked each child into bed, he knelt beside Margaret Anna's and noticed a dirty scrap of paper stuffed under her pillow. On it was printed in big, childlike letters these words: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And they survived. They put their trust in God no matter what. And I'm telling you, this is what you need to do for this coming year, 2014. Because no matter what you go through, no matter what you come across, no matter what, even if it seems unbearable, uncontrollable, and you feel like it's the end, God is still in control. Be still and wait upon the Lord. Be still and wait upon the Lord. Now, the second part of that is, not only are we to be still, but we are to rely upon God, because God is a mighty fortress. God uses these troubles to help us say, I don't know what to do, Lord. None of you guys have ever said that. Just this pastor. I don't know what to do, Lord. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know how to do this any longer. I don't know how to go farther or to go forward. Lord, help me rely on you. That's a prayer I've said many times. In my desolation, my discouragement, my times of just distress before the Lord. But God is telling us, rely on him, because he is the mighty fortress. We are determined people who want to come up with answers ourselves. We continually try and fix it all. And all we do is put a band-aid on it. We sometimes act as though we don't need God. But we will never really know him until we humbly acknowledge the saying, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are fixed on you. We need a divine strategy. How do I get help from God? How? Well, let's take verse 10 and 11 and see how it says. And it says in verse 10 here, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. If you can take those two scriptures into mind, the answer is here. We must be still. This word means to cease striving, to stop working at it. To stop working it out yourself, but to relax. God's strategy is counter-cultural. It is not man's ways, it is God's ways. Think about the pace of life. Think about it. I mean, people come to Reno because the pace of life in Reno is a lot less than many other towns. And I know in my business, I see a lot of people that are always saying, we moved to Reno. And they're moving from Vegas. They're moving from Frisco. They're moving from Los Angeles. They're moving everywhere to come to Reno because the pace of life in Reno is a lot less stressful than all these other places. Okay? I agree and disagree. Yes, it's less stressful than all the other bigger towns, but we still have our stress. We still have our hassle and bustle and things that just come about, and we're always on the move trying to do things. Reno does. Yes, it does. Come on. And it's getting worse. Because guess what? All those people from L.A., all those people from San Francisco that don't understand calmness come live here. So they're bringing the stress with them. And that's an amen, by the way. Understand, it's not God's ways, it's not man's ways, but it's God's ways. That's his way. The pace of life, running on the go, going here, going there, doing this, doing that, having less and less time just to sit down and think. Think about the pace of work. Many of you will start thinking and worrying about all you have to do this week while you're here in church. Come on. I've done it. Then tomorrow, it will be activity after activity, appointment after appointment, phone call after phone call, in an endless blur until next Sunday comes. None of you go through any of that, right? How then can we be still? How? We do it in our schedules. We must simplify, downsize. Find time for our devotions. Find time to fellowship with God. Find time to rest. Find time to study God's word. Find time to pray. We can find time for everything else. We need to find time for God. That was an amen corner. Thank you for that amen. When our calendars are under the Spirit's control, he always reserves time to be. We always reserve time to be with the Lord, time to be with him. when our calendars are under the Spirit. When our calendars are under our control, we put God and kind of stretch him out of the picture so many times. Give God control of your calendar. I'm not telling you not. I believe that we need to be at God's work. I do believe that when we go to, you know, in 2014, you're going to work. You have a job. But don't stress after the job. Do it the way you need to do it. Do it according to God's ways, and God will bless you. But give God some time. If we give all our time to our work, we alienate God out of our time. All of a sudden, our job becomes more important than God. And we cannot let our job be more important than God. We need to do it in the Spirit. Release our cares into God's hands. Only He can solve the insolvable and change the unmerciful. Ooh, I like that one. Only He can bring flowers from mud, sunshine out of the storms, produce a rainbow in the sky. Sometimes our best is just a mud puddle waiting for a transition. Oh, should I say, a transition from God. Many times, it's just a mud puddle. We're just produced a mud puddle waiting for God to transform it into the glory that He has for us. He can protect you on the outside. God is our refuge. And strengthen you on the inside. God is our strength. We are called to be still. We are called to rely upon the Lord all the time. 2014 is upon us. Let's take a look at that resolution and see how we can do that in God's eyes, not ours. Be still and rely upon God. That's a New Year's resolution. That it's easy to make, and it's also very easy to not let it go. I mean, my diet come January 1st will come and will go. Probably too soon. But my resolution to be still before God will come and can stay there as long as I put my reliance upon Him, rely on Him. My strength is in Him. It is not in me. If we can do that, 2014 can become a very promising year for all of us. For all of us. For all of you. Put that into your heart. And I believe this 2014 is going to be exciting. I believe we're going to see people come to know the Lord. I believe you're going to be examples of people coming to know the Lord. Is that okay? Yeah. Woo. You will be an example. And just the life you live will bring people to the understanding of a world that does not know God. A world that is totally alienated from God. And it's getting worse. And it's going to get worse. That's not an amen corner. But it's the truth. This world is not going to get better. This world you live in, as long as it continues to alienate God out of the picture, America, and I won't go to the world. The world's got its own problems. Let's go to America that was founded under God. America is going to get worse unless Christians be still and rely upon the Lord and take that reliance and strength in God to the highways and the byways and tell other people we can do it in God. Can't do it in man. Man's going to try to alienate God. Man's going to try to take God out of the picture. Man's going to try to do it. Okay? If the Christians set and sleep through it, we will. God will become out of the picture. The strength will become more men's power, what man can do, and less what God can do. Psalms 46 is telling us, be still and let your strength be in God. Rely on Him, and He will answer. Rely on Him. Take that with you in 2014. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray this day that we understand. I pray, God, that I understand what you really mean by this and what you really want. Help me, Lord God, in the year 2014 that is upon us, to stand still before you more and to rely on you more than my own abilities, than my own ways. Let me rely on you for everything, I pray, God. Let this church be what you want it to be, not what I want it to be. Strengthen us, O God, I pray. Teach us, O God, your ways, and teach us what you want in the year 2014. I pray this coming New Year's Eve, O God, that we will take time out for you and that we will bring the new year in with you and to show you that we really mean what we say. 2014 is yours. Let the power of God be shown forth more than you ever have before. I pray in your mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful day.